USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have so many more tools we're developing and continuing to develop that can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
President Biden's comments when he was asked on Friday if he thinks COVID is here to stay. Biden adding that he thinks COVID may stick around globally, but not to the extent it is now. The president spending time in Colorado surveying wildfire damage in Boulder County. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is talking up the December jobs figure that fell short of expectations.
It's a solid number as we continue to move forward and recover here in our recovery.
Walsh adding there's a lot more work to do as the economy added 199,000 jobs in December. Economists were expecting around 400,000 jobs to be added. The unemployment rate did tick down to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Remembrances coming in for an Oscar winner who passed away.
Sidney Poitier, a Bahamian-American actor, film director, activist, and ambassador, has died at the age of 94.
Man needs a woman to back him up.
Walt.
Mama would listen to you, and you know she listens to you more than you do me and Benny. She thinks more of you. Look, all you got to do is sit down with her one morning when you're having your coffee and talking about things like you do. Just say kind of easy-like that you've been thinking about this little deal Walter is so interested in about the store and all. Just keep sipping away at your coffee like what you're saying ain't that important to you. Before you know it, she's listening good and asking you questions.
Sidney in the film A Raisin in the Sun from 1961, a cause of death was not given. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is formally dismissing a misdemeanor groping charge filed against New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes after the Albany County District Attorney said he could not successfully prosecute the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pediatric hospitalization rate from COVID-19 is the highest it's been since the pandemic started. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky isn't completely sure why, but has some ideas.
We are still learning more about the severity of Omicron in children and whether these increases we are seeing in hospitalization reflect a greater burden of disease in the community or the lower rates of vaccination for these children under age 18.
This comes as the CDC recently endorsed COVID booster shots for kids as young as 12. Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager Mark Elias is taking to Twitter, saying he thinks before the 2022 midterms, there will be a serious discussion about potentially disqualifying a number of individual House Republicans from serving in Congress. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes Democrats aren't popular and won't win in 2022.
The American people see their agenda. They reject their agenda. They reject the crime wave that this party, the Democrat Party, is responsible for all across the country, the inflation, the out-of-control spending. They reject all of that. The Democrats know that. And come November, I think the American people are going to have their say.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.